Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Many of us have been working from home and are still working from home, given what's happened with the pandemic. It is a trend. We see many businesses are saying maybe half or more of their staff will never go back to an office, or they won't require them to. So work from home is really the way to go, flexible home and office combinations. Let's talk more about that with Professor Sing Tian Fu, who is a professor of real estate, also the head of a department for the real estate and director of the Institute of Real Estate and Urban Studies at NUS. Professor Sing, welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Great to have you with us today. And Professor, you know, we've been talking about work from home for a long time. What are the major trends that you're seeing as you are looking at this from more of an academic level?
Yeah, actually, we look at the city. The origin of city is for people to agglomerate. You book from a city, you exchange idea, you interact, and it is how the knowledge created. But because of the pandemics, actually, it causes a lot of disruptions and changes in the way people work. And so, because the office space is no longer just driven by the manpower need, because I think we also have to take into consideration changes like public health, the concerns, safe distancing is one thing, and then also the technology. I think the pandemic actually has caused some changes in the way work practices. I think work from home become an important part of the life. Now you have to be safe distancing, and also even after the vaccination, we probably see work from home become an important part, and this has some impact on how the office space will be used in the future.
So, I mean, so
we'll longer be able to, yeah.
No, you're right. So, you know, if you were to just kind of look at the trajectory, you know, people are going to be moving, working more from home. So what is the impact to, say, you know, the grade A office space?
Yeah, because I think now in the office, you cannot actually pack everybody. Before the pandemics, I think you had to adjust, you know, safe distancing, 1 meter rules and all this, and also try to reduce the densification. So I think companies are actually adjusting on all these things. They actually allow people to work from home. Then a lot of these space have been converted. Instead of having open space, you have to probably need a lot more enclosed space to minimize some of these transmission of the diseases. I think things will change, and the demands of this office space, there are many factors affecting that. See, despite the contraction in terms of number of space that have been given back to the landlord, because some of them actually, because of this from home, they actually give out some space, but they call it shadow space, which, you know, is not used by the company. Mm. But we also see, on the other hand, company, there's an increase in the demand for company like digital company, Python is coming, and all these technology company, I think, taking out some of the space as well. So I think it's interesting to see how this will change. And the demand for the space future.
Yeah, Professor Sing Tian Fu is with us today, professor of real estate, head of the Department of Real Estate, and the director of the Institute of Real Estate and Urban Studies at NUS. And Professor Sing, even though many of us are working from home, there still is a large population that has to go into the office for a variety of you know, very good reasons. We're seeing many of the newer projects that are being built, for example, the Midtown project, the Guoco Midtown, for example, is being designed with this community in mind, live, work, and play spaces. They've got everything all in one. You've got your condo there. You got the office. You've got shopping. And this is not a new trend in Singapore, but it's taking on a different meaning in terms of, as you mentioned, the spatial design of things and the flow of how people get in and out so they, you know, can be more safe, socially distant, things like that. Is that something that you think will be a trend going forward as well? You spoke a little bit about it a moment ago, but when we look at these new projects that are coming up, are they being designed in a different way?
Yeah, I think this, what we call the flexible space become increasingly important, because in the past, people actually take up more space, you know, preparing for the future expansion. Because of this pandemic, I think a lot of this space, which is not used, I call it shadow space have been returned. I think by having this flexible space, at least the company can plan ahead of the space requirement without having to commit extra space. So the flexible space give the company or the tenants a lot more flexibility. And in addition to that, other than work from home, people also want to actually work from everywhere, you know, not just at home, you work from park, you work from a coffee cafe. And I think this gives extra space for people to interact. I think working from home, one disadvantage is interactions with face-to-face interaction, exchanges, ideas. I think this common space allows people to get to build some interaction, even though there are still some constraints of office distancing. I think this common space at least brings some of this space which used to be in the office to out to the common area where people can actually congregate and share ideas. I think that's important. I think for long-term sustainability kind of work-life balance.
No, you're right. In fact, we're seeing two different trends. We're seeing companies that have committed to really halving or downsizing their office space. We also note that, you know, the need for connection is still going to be there. So Professor, have you come across certain studies or insights about the local real estate market that will be particularly relevant for our listeners here? How is it going to... Go on.
Yeah. Well, I think the pandemics actually have caused a lot of disruptions, but I think there are still changes going on. I think we look at the economic figures. We are still in the midst of recovering from the last three quarters of contractions. I think moving forward is important. So I think despite all this economic uncertainty, unemployment rate going up, we see the contraction of the office sector, but I think there are different responses. If you look at the private residential market, it's quite a different kind of situation. In fact, we see a lot of people actually enter the market and purchase, and the price is going up. I think that needs a lot more careful monitoring on the residential market. But for commercial market moving forward, I think the prime grade A buildings the way that the buildings evolve, we're going to be changed a lot more. Retail space, the flexible space is going to be created. And in terms of retail market, we also see people buying a lot more online. Lazadas and these Shopee's kind of platform become very, very, sales volume, especially the last two months or years, become very, very important. This have some impact on retail as well.
Yeah. Professor Fu, when last week we had on the head of research for Orange Tea on the show, and she was talking about the fact that the residential market was quite hot in the second half of last year. In fact, more private homes sold than in the previous year's time space as well. And much of that was due to people were realizing they were going to have to spend more time at home and possibly have a home office and these types of things. When you look at that, is that a factor that you're seeing in your studies of why the housing market is going forward? Is it because of people being more interested in work from home spaces?
Well, I think the demands, pent-up demands is one aspect. People are actually upgrading, especially the public housing owners, actually upgrading, selling their HDB flat and upgrade. And then we see a strong rising trend in prices for HDB flat. That actually can probably stimulate some of this demand, because when you make some gain in your HDB flat, you want to upgrade to a private condo, you buy a private condo. But I think the other possible driver is actually the low interest rate environments. Low interest environment actually make people committed to this purchase. But I think here to be put, I think you may have to be cautious and prudent, because I think low interest environment may not stay forever, because we are looking at 20 years of paying mortgages. So we have to be very careful. I think in terms of work from home consideration, it may not necessarily be the main driver, because if you're thinking about upgrading from public housing to private housing, probably get a shrinking. You probably have a smaller space instead of a bigger space. And I think it's to be prudent, because the prices has been quite quite high. You look at the last fourth quarter of 2020, the prices actually gone up by 2.1% quarter to quarter. Mm. It's a very steep rise. So I think we probably have to be cautious and without causing the overheating in the market.
Yeah. Do you think the work from home space will change as we go forward? What can we look forward to in terms of design of work from home or where people are working? You know, bedroom versus kitchen versus dining room, living room. What are you seeing in terms of that?
Yeah. I think our houses are not designed to have both work and life together. Actually, it's place for you to live and take a break. I think now with the broke. Because of the pandemic, a lot of people actually had to adjust and change the space. But your space is always fixed. You know, as you have a kitchen, your living room, and dining room. Sometimes you find it difficult to balance because if you have more than one people working from home, studying from home, you find that there's a lot of difficulty. I think increasingly, we see developments, instead of having all this space at home, they actually create a lot more common space where you can actually use a common space. You know, work from home, using the function room and other to meet your friends and so on. I think bringing some of these activities out of your house to this common space, but still within the compound of your condominium.
Yeah, in fact, I think one of the keys is flexibility. Flexibility, not just, in the home environment, but also the office environment. So so the thing is that, you know, the co-working space, this might also not signal the death of co-working spaces, but actually the revival is companies might also tap more into co-working spaces to offer their staff flexibility in booking office spaces near their home. So where do you see this co-working space trend moving?
Co-working space is important changes. I mean, important factors in the sharing economy. People want to meet and interact. So the co-working space idea is not just give you the space. It's more actually to create the community of people working people of the same mind working together. Interact with strangers, probably share the same interests, the same common kind of idea. I think moving forward, because of all this safe distancing, some company actually use some of this co-working space as a temporary space. But I think co-working space, in order to move forward and change the models, I think it's important how to actually we're still leasing out the space, we'll be able to continue to engage the community. How do you do the engagement? It's actually getting more and more challenging because of the safety distancing rule. So I think the other way is to actually combine the virtual space and also the physical space to create opportunity for some of the co-working group, their members and so on. This can reach out to people who are not just in Singapore physically. They can also have this space for them to interact with others, members in the part of the co-working office as well.
A very multidimensional discussion and topic. I want to thank you for your time and your insight today, Professor Sing Tian Fu, Professor of Real Estate at NUS. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.